feels good to be a gangster.
You know, damn, it does feel good to be a gangster, Hunter. You and I. You and I.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes.
Straight gangster, son.
That's a gangster.
We're so gangster, boy. Yeah. What are we doing?
You could throw suspenders on a gangster.
If you can imagine Urkel as a gangster, that's kind of what we're at. That's kind of what we're at. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter on a Monday. You know what? I'll be honest. I was kind of a fuddy-duddy this morning at the start of this Monday. I was like, I don't want to do this. But it's been all right.
Underutilized word.
Yeah. A fuddy-duddy?
Fuddy-duddy.
Don't be a fuddy-duddy, okay? You're being a real fuddy-duddy, all right?
You know, you can call people really offensive names. Yeah. But if somebody sits there and calls me a fuddy-duddy, I think about it. I'm like, eh. I don't want to be a fuddy duddy.
Yeah, if we were out at an establishment and someone really said to me, especially like an older lady, like if an older lady came up and said, "Well, excuse me, young man, you're kind of being a fuddy duddy," I'd be like, "Oh, sorry, Nana, I didn't mean to. It hurts." I'd go home and think about what I've done.
You know, you fuddy duddy.
Where is the origin? I don't even know where I got. Hold on, now I gotta look.
Fuddy duddy into Google. See what happens.
Fuddy duddy. It's a person who is old fashioned and fussy. Where's the
old fashioned and fussy?
Yeah.
No, you're pretty old fashioned. You need to grow up a little bit.
Early 20th century original dialect of unknown origin. Where did fuddy? I'm really
fuddy duddy.
Yeah. Oh, here. Where?
See, you learn something every day.
Fuddy duddy is often used to refer to a man perceived as stodgy or foolish. Stodgy is another good one.
Stodgy.
It's been used throughout the 20th century, but its origins are unknown. The short form of Fudd may relate to Bugs Bunny cartoon character Elmer Fudd. So we don't know where Fuddy Duddy came from, but here it is. I'm just saying it. It's out there in the ether. We don't know where it came from. Aliens. That's where Fuddy Duddy came from.
Somebody said it at one point in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're real Fuddy Duddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody was like, okay, yeah.
I am kind of a Fuddy Duddy. Yeah. But that's true, though. Think about that. It's not like a bunch of people said fuddy, like, all over the... No, one person said it, and then now it's spread, and here I am talking about it. Weird.
You ever think about that? Like, have you ever made up, like a term? Or a
No. I've always wanted, like, something to, you know, like a cool phrase that, you know, takes off. Like, oh, yeah, that's from Brock. Brock made that up. No.
You know? Like, imagine if you were the guy. Hey, he came up with Fuddy Duddy.
Yeah, like he's that guy.
Oh, yeah, you could lean on that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this.
And the Fuddy Duddy guy.
I don't know if you know this. It gets you so much ass telling chicks at the bar you created Fuddy Duddy. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm the guy who created the phrase Fuddy Duddy. Oh, my God.
You just walked in? The guy who made up Fuddy Duddy.
Are you serious? Yeah, see that guy in the back corner booth by himself? He's the Fuddy Duddy guy.
Me over here.
The guy in the back corner booth drinking whiskey. What? What are we talking about? Doesn't make any sense. You know, you're being real fuddy duddy, pal.
Yeah.
Guy.
When's the last time you Googled that?
I don't think I ever have. In my 36 years, I've never looked it up in a dictionary. Mm-hmm. I've never gone to the library in the Dewey Decimal System. Nothing like
that. You know why you haven't?
Yeah.
Because you're a real fuddy duddy.
You're a real fuddy duddy. All right. All right, hey, let's get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is
as always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buzzing a bee.
Hey, they're not fuddy-duddies over there, tell you that much. Well. No. They're getting it done.
No.
You want to take your grow to the next level, Katie and the crew, Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. They're going to get you taken care of, get you those big, sticky, shock absorber-sized buds. I'm interested to get your take on this, Hunter, because your dad was a military man, and he also had a military surplus store many years ago. So I want to see if there's any way you can maybe connect the dots for us. Take a listen to this. There is a museum in Portland that has had to put up signs, and it's a military museum because so many people are stopping by and having sex next to the exhibits. All right, so this
bit. There's always some sex involved.
Something with there, especially with this bit. And we don't know if it's the old uniforms, maybe the tanks. You know, obviously the barrel of a tank is very phallic looking, you know. Maybe that's what's. Either way.
No! This is where this is going, huh?
This has become such a problem at this military museum in Portland. People having sex that they've put up signs saying, hey, don't have sex. This stuff's really old, and if you have sex on it, you could break it. Please, please, patrons of this military museum, don't have sex on our old military stuff. So, Hunter, in all of your years of being around military stuff, was there ever a time where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm all horned up?
I don't know. You know, I typically kept my military and sex, you know, on different...
Well, you know, chicks love guys in uniform. I can maybe see that. You know, maybe some guy takes his woman over to the military museum and she sees all these uniforms. Well, she's like, oh, my God, it's so hot.
Give me an example. What's going on? What's up with this story?
I don't know. Just people are having sex. That's the longest story. There's a military museum in Portland, and people are just getting horned up, walking through the door, and they're doing it. That's it.
That's the story?
That's the story.
There's no, like, specific, somebody had sex on a tank, drove it away.
No, not here. So someone didn't, you know, do the old 21-gun salute on, you know, some old war papers.
They just
papers.
Have a problem. They have a military shop, and people just walk in and...
Just start humping. Start humping.
What? No, absolutely not. There was no problem like that.
You know, you see a big old mortar shell. It kind of looks like a penis. So maybe you're like, oh, yeah. Want to get bombed by that? I don't know what people are doing.
You know, my dad still has a few, you know, right at the door as you walk into his shop now.
Is that why your mom's always just...
Come on, man.
Hey, I guess I'm going to show you in the shop. Well, test this out, man. Next time, like maybe ask your dad if you could borrow some of his old war memorabilia, you know, some of his old stuff, and just leave it around the house and then see what it does to your wife. Yeah. Let's scientific this bitch, all right? Let's figure it out. Process of elimination, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is an old war medal going to get her all just ready to go?
I guess.
Maybe.
Hey, that might be a problem. If mortars aren't small.
You put on, you know, that ghillie suit and hide in the bushes. Maybe she'll just be just ready. Just raring to go. You pop out of the bush like, ah, she's like, oh, my God, let's have sex.
Yeah, if you're gearing up to get ready for the situation, you might want to, I don't know, slow down a little bit.
I'm going to storm your beaches, baby. I don't know if you know that or not, but here I go. All right, that's enough. You know, you got to put a helmet on your head and then a helmet on your little head, because obviously you got to be safe about it.
Those old German helmets, too. You know what I'm saying, right?
Wait, hold on a second. Is that a... No. All right, we ruined it. Yeah, don't... I don't know if you you put on a German uniform, you do that tiny little mustache, that'll do it. Actually, maybe down south, there may be some people that are still into that stuff, you know? Might be a few.
I got a little mustache down there, you know?
Oh, you're doing it on your pubes. Okay, now we've gone too far. All right. That story didn't do exactly what I wanted it to do, but you know what? It's out there now, and we're just going to leave it be.
We got somewhere with it. We got somewhere.
All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.